Thank you, Vanessa. Yes, we are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. We've got a couple of prizes up for grabs today. Signet Boost Power Bank. Signet Boost Power Bank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24/7. So that's up for grabs. Also, we've got a $100 kicking in voucher. Unique seafood experience. Try their famous Cajun-style premium seafood. Visit kickingin.com.au. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram.
Mitchell Starks had a good night in the IPL too. We talked about him last week, having been pretty underwhelming so far, but 3 for 28 or 4 overs in a victory for the Kolkata Knight Riders over the Lucknow Super Giants. Mitchell Starks, good figures, 3 for 28 off 4 overs.
Thanks to Golf Space, well, I'll keep updating this golf because it keeps changing. The Masters, Scheffler has a bogey on 11. He's at 8 under, but Max Homa, the man closest to him, has had a double bogey on 12, so he drops to 5 under the card. So Scotty Scheffler at the moment, 3 shots clear of Ludvig Åberg and Max Homa, both at 5 under. Tommy Fleetwood is now in 4th spot. He's 3 under through 15 holes, so he's putting together a pretty good score. Morikawa, another bogey, he's at 3 under, so he's just going down. So Cam Smith and Cam Davis still sitting in position 7 and 8. 2 under and 1 under, respectively.
And just before Michelle Bishop, Simon of Balgownie says, "G'day, Vossie and Brandy. I had a knock on my door yesterday asking me where all that booing was coming from. I explained that was just my Dragons running out onto the field after Vossie said how many Dragons fans are at Campbelltown." Well, I thought there was. I'm looking. I thought there was a great presence of the red and white, but the Tigers fans got vocal to boo the Dragons on when they came on, but they were silenced a little later. Great win for the Dragons, third of the season.
Yeah, it was. Brownie says, "Boys, how good was Chevy's debut? It was the one that charged down the field goal attempt from Kieran Foran, the first Kieran one, Foran. Which looked like he struck all right. Looked like he struck it pretty good. So, yeah, Chevy Stewart was good, busy, runs hard.
Yeah, again, on half-time too.
Not a big fullback, but boy, he didn't. That didn't stop him running into the defensive line.
You see, just on halftime, got a little fired up too. Got amongst it on debut. Yeah, it was all happening there. Michelle Bishop, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's Lawyers. By the way, Brandy, you got some prizes to give away. You've delved into your prize bag, haven't you?
Yep. Signet Boost Power Bank and the $100 kicking in voucher, Vossie. I've already spoken in extensively about those prizes.
You have. Yes, it's good.
So a couple of prizes to give away.
Yeah, but we're doing it on the Instagram followers.
That's exactly what we're doing. Yes.
Okay.
Give us a follow on Insta.
Great stuff. Michelle Bishop. Let's go to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with Michelle Bishop.
Michelle.
It's been a long weekend.
Good morning. It has been a long weekend.
Four games.
Well, I tell you what, if you're on Pride of Jenny, it wouldn't have been such a long weekend. Pride of Jenny.
Can you believe that? I've never seen anything like it.
No one's ever seen anything like it, Michelle. It was outrageous, wasn't it? At one stage... Yeah. 1,000 metres into the 2,000 metres for the Queen Elizabeth Stakes. I'm sure it was 30 lengths in front. 30.
Absolutely, it was. And then the race caller said a demolition job at the end. It was unbelievable.
I just thought,
is this some kind of joke? Has something gone wrong? But anyway, and in such a big race, guys. I wanted to kick off this morning on a bit of a somber note. Obviously, you know. The tragic events across the weekend at Bondi with 6 people being killed. It's going to be felt throughout communities right around the world, everywhere. But the AFL community in particular yesterday, pretty upsetting because Ashley Good, the mother of the little baby, the 9-month-old baby who was stabbed and sadly passed away, she's actually the daughter of Kangaroos great Kerry Good. He played 72 games for the club for the Kangaroos. She obviously lived in Sydney. She was rushed to St Vincent's Hospital and, as I said earlier, died just after arriving. Now, her baby daughter, the 9-month-old baby, is obviously in a stable condition, still in hospital having surgery. Alistair Clarkson, the coach of the North Melbourne club, broke down in tears yesterday. I was quite surprised to see him even turn up at the game. But it was really, really hard for the entire club. And I guess our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved and obviously the Kangaroos as well.
Now let's go to sport. Josh Schuster, what's happening?
Oh, guys, well, I mean, this is obviously quite well documented now. I wanted to have a bit of a say on it this morning, so I've got a really good relationship with Josh and have had a great relationship with him for some time. I got to sit down with him last week. All I want to say is the guy's going through a lot of personal stuff. He's clearly disappointed that, you know, the way things have worked out at Manly. He absolutely loves the club, but, you know, it's obviously not going to be part of his future moving forward. He does have to knuckle down and deal with these personal issues. He is getting professional help, and he's also being well supported by his mum and his grandparents. So I just sort of thought it was important. A lot of fans are angry, and rightly so. I guess what appears to be his lack of commitment to the club on $800,000. But this morning, I just wanted to sort of put it out there that there are some exceptional circumstances and wish Josh Schuster the best moving forward.
All righty. What about reaction to the Raiders' close win last night? Bit of war of words. Ricky and Dez went off after game. Ricky said, Dez is on another planet. Wow.
Don't you love it? Two of the best characters in the game. Yeah, it was pretty ugly. So Dez Hasler blamed, he had a bit of a go at the refereeing in the game, which, of course, the match was refereed by Casey Badger. Wasn't too happy with her performance. Said the Titans were hard done by. His biggest gripe was the Chevy Stewart charge down. Said he was offside. And all the six agains. And Ricky's responded and said, are you on another planet? You know, if you're going to be critical of the six again and penalties, the Titans were lucky to have 13 men on the field. But lots to come out of the game. It was exciting, 21-20. I'm not sure what Ricky will be like at Raiders headquarters this morning because they really gave up a pretty big lead. But Jamal Fogarty kicked a field goal in the final 12 seconds of Golden Point. But this leaves Dez Hasler in a world of hurt. Winless in 2024, so not sure where to for them. But just out of that game in particular, you've been mentioning a lot about Chevy Stewart, obviously debuting. Ethan Strange, another young one, obviously people have been talking about. But Trey Mooney last night, this is a real difficult situation for him. He's fantastic, absolutely dominating in New South Wales Cup and hasn't been able to crack a regular spot. The middle forwards in the Raiders, they've got so much depth. Four tries in five matches. He averages 189 run metres. Brilliant talent. But it looks like the Raiders hope that they obviously don't want to keep him. But as I say, he's not getting a lot of game time. But we saw a glimpse of him come off the bench last night.
And Tyrone May and the NRL Integrity Unit. What's happening?
Yeah. This is something a little bit different. Taylan May, obviously from the Panthers, he's at the centre of an investigation. A video post was put up by him over the weekend. He's not driving this car in this post. That's important to point out. It's a luxury hire car and appears to do more than 90 k's an hour in a residential area in Sydney. And as I say, May is not driving, and there's proof of that, just given the distinctive tattoos that are on the actual driver's...
Michelle, dropped out. Okay, so we're identifying tattoos. That helps, doesn't it?
But the social media...
You haven't got those tattoos, but I have. Or...
No, but social media getting sports people into trouble that you feel obliged to post everything clips, and now people have watched it and seen that he's travelling over the speed limit quite clearly. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but not him driving.
No. So, but anyway, it's one that they're looking into. Put yourself in a position because you feel that you've got to post everything.
What are the integrity unit going to do? Are they going to suspend the bloke that was driving?
Well, there will be nothing.
And who was he?
There could be nothing done. I don't know.
That's right.
There could be nothing done. But that's a good note to finish on. Michelle, thank you for that report. Is Michelle back? We're just looking for the thumbs up. Yes, she is. Hello, Michelle.
What has happened? Dropped out. Basically took the words out of my mouth. I'm not sure what the integrity unit can do or even, what Penrith will think of it. I think the problem is that some eagle-eyed person has picked up that there's a school zone and all that sort of stuff. And, the car approaches a pedestrian crossing and the voices in the car sort of make out that, they've been lucky to escape some sort of prank. So, look, not sure what will come of it, but, that's making headlines this morning.
There we go. Brilliant. And great to get you back on, Michelle.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
things back to normal. Yes, 18 minutes to 8, breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. If you've got a question for the GOAT, Cameron Smith, he comes on between 8 and 8.30. Fire it in now. We'll queue it up in the text on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736.
Vaux Rogue did exactly what Pride of Jenny did on Saturday. So I vaguely remember something about Vaux Rogue. Great horse. Great horse. But did Vaux Rogue clear out and win a race in similar fashion to Pride of Jet? Just remember, halfway through the race, 30 lengths in front of some great horse. Mr. Brightside was running second. Like, it's not a bad horse.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Brad. Instead of Vossioki this morning, we'll rerun the last minute or so of the Queen Elizabeth from Saturday. So for those who haven't heard or seen what we're talking about, we'll play that instead of Vossioki coming up to the 8 o'clock news this morning.
Well, that's going to be better than what you were thinking of playing, a Bengals song. So I'm all for that.
Let's see. Yeah, I wasn't thinking a Bengals song. Where did you get that from? Greg Alexander, we have worked together over the weekend again. We're just about punch drunk. But we're happy to be here. We're back again, ready to go. Yes. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy through the week.
Unable to work due to injury or illness, that's both of us. Contact Brighton's lawyers. I think we're going to have to give them a ring.